Eye on the Arctic. Views from the North. I'm Elish Quinn. Well, a national inquiry on missing and murdered Indigenous women is being called in Canada to examine issues around the high number of missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls in the country. Last week, the Canadian newspaper, The Globe and Mail, published the names of the five commissioners that are expected to sit on the inquiry. Now, they include First Nations and Métis people from across Canada, but there was not one Inuk person on the list. And on Friday, Pauktatit, Canada's National Inuit Women's Association, issued a scathing reaction. Here to tell us why is the president of Pauktatit, Rebecca Kudlow. She joins me on the phone today from Ottawa. Rebecca Kudlow, hello.
Hello.
When this information was leaked last week, you issued this statement. Tell us how you at Pauktatit felt when you saw that it really looked like there was not going to be an Inuk commissioner on this list. And what is that signal for you?
I had a board teleconference to tell them. I have a few board members who are also family members of the murdered and missing. It was very difficult. They were very disappointed. And since our conference call last week, we are still trying to convince the government that they have to appoint an Inuk commissioner.
I think outside the country, people don't, they sort of lump Inuit, First Nations and Métis together. For our international listeners, can you explain why it is important to have an Inuk commissioner as part of this inquiry?
We are also the first peoples of this country, same with First Nations, but we have distinct language, tradition, culture. We are completely different from First Nations. And we live in small communities isolated from each other. We also don't have the resources to deal with a lot of things. For instance, 70% of our communities don't have safe shelters. And that's another thing we've been fighting for a long time. We are also, like the First Nations, suffering from intergenerational effects of residential school, relocation, all sorts of things that happened to us in the past. There's no resources to deal with those up north. And like I said, with this inquiry, it will be probably the first time Inuit women our families will be talking about what happened to them. And it's opening wounds once again. That's why we're stressing so hard that there should be culturally relevant support for them before, during, and after, and in their dialect, because we have different dialects in the north too. And it doesn't make sense for some counselor to be speaking in another dialect that a family doesn't understand. So those are things that Pauktatit have been fighting so hard to get during this inquiry.
And one of the names on the list was Kayak Robinson, a lawyer who grew up in Nunavut. What are your concerns about having someone that grew up in Nunavut but that isn't an Inuk? You know, how did you interpret her being named as one of the commissioners or proposed as one of the commissioners, and what are your concerns?
We have said it's not personal. She has lots of qualifications. Our point is only an Inuk would understand what has happened to us in the past. And like I said earlier, this time around, we wanted an Inuk commissioner. We have lawyers now, Inuk lawyers that could have sat on as a commissioner. That's our point.
You don't buy the argument that there's not a huge pool of qualified people to choose from?
No, there's very capable people. We are very strong and have the qualifications to do things that concern us, to speak for us. Once again, we're going to have non-Inuk speaking for us. That's our point. For years, we didn't have a voice. Now we do, but, you know, we want to be at the forefront of this inquiry, not working in the background again.
Rebecca Kudlow, thank you so much for your time this afternoon.
Thank you.